Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host in studio, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Seth. No, and
yes.
Perfect.
My good morning. Good morning.
Our head of production.
Melissa's here.
Oh, man.
Stop glaring at me because I thought the desk needed coffee. Okay.
Seth Habhager.
Sorry, Seth.
That's all right.
Seth Habhager, everybody.
And, of course, we kick off every morning with not only the best listeners in radio, but our good friend Brittany Merlot talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? All caffeinated up over there?
How did you know?
One of us is.
Can hear my teeth chatter. We don't have to worry about staying too warm right now, Brittany, but might a little bit later.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic today. We're looking at mostly sunny skies, high temperatures climbing into the mid-50s today, and then it only gets warmer from there. Tomorrow, the sun stays out. We're going to be feeling the low 60s, no complaints whatsoever. And then Friday, temperatures look fantastic, low 70s. But I'm telling you, Friday's going to feel different. It's going to be muggy. It's going to be a bit sticky. Mm. And it's going to start to sprinkle in the afternoon with chances of some storms, yes.
Okay.
Actual thunderstorms. Ooh,
wow.
Rolling
through. March thunderstorms.
I like that.
I know. I'm excited to hear the thunder roll. It sounds very peaceful and relaxing. It'll clean the salt off the roads and all of that, but some of them could be severe. We're looking at down south in the southern parts of the state. Maybe some tornadoes could spin up out of this line, but as it as it progresses towards us, though, the good thing is that line will weaken, and it should just bring some strong wind gusts through. But we're going to rock and roll. The thunder's going to be rolling Friday night, and then Saturday it's going to be a wet one, which is going to slip to some snow overnight and into our Sunday morning. It should be pretty light. Just want to give you guys a heads up that we have a big system hitting over the weekend, so make your plans accordingly.
Wow.
All right.
Wow. Is this more seasonal, Brittany, for these temperatures?
You know, this is pretty above average. We should still be right around 40 degrees. Mm. So we're about 15 degrees warmer today, even nearly 20, 25 degrees warmer tomorrow, and then about 30 degrees warmer on Friday.
Wow.
So if you're going to get that warm and muggy, you know, when the cold front pushes through,
yeah, that's
seeing some storms.
Crazy that we then slip to snow after a muggy day like that.
Weird.
I know. It's the tug and pull of, you know, spring and summer and just that mixture there. It's a wild ride, definitely, for the next few weeks because we're looking at another big storm system next week, too. But
wow,
we'll wait on that one.
All right. One at a time. One at a time.
Yes.
You can get more of this great info from Brittany and some fun videos as well. I encourage you to follow her on her YouTube page. She's got some great videos on there and some great stuff and other great information for you. So check that out, everybody. And be sure to join us every morning right here when Brittany joins us live and direct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Brittany.
Have a good one.
Yeah. You too.
Best in the business right there, Brittany Merlot, joining us tomorrow to get you ready for your Thursday. We are going to get you ready for a fun, jam-packed show. 2 hours of nothing but fun. We have got lined up for you. We're going to be talking about the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, of course. We got some flying hacks and some different flying topics for you a little bit later. We're also going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our wicked awesome Word of Wednesday.
Very nice. Awesome. Very nice.
It's all coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news that we're going to dive into. Wanted to talk about a couple of interesting things going on. A possibility of a Steven Spielberg sequel that I don't think any of us really saw coming. We're going to talk some local theater, and I want to talk about actors doing good and Michael Sheen a little bit later.
Cool.
And speaking of fun kind of topics here and entertainment topics, in the 9 o'clock hour after our news break, we are going to get into one of the heavier discussions we have ever done here at the station because we don't shy away from tense topics around here. Every once in a while, you got to get your hands dirty. Mm. And that's what we're going to do a little bit later. We're going to do it as a team. We're going to do it as a community. We're going to go over the best cartoon characters of all time.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
It's going to get heated. It's going to get heated, everybody.
Strawberry shortcake.
Blood may fly.
But we will do this as a community, as a family.
We appreciate call-ins.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Have to have call-ins for that one. But it is National Girl Scout Day today. Oh, and we'll kick off things right there.
I saw cookies in the break room.
We journalistically, thank you, Melissa, our head of news around here, doing the journalistic integrity we need with letting people know we are a little biased. We have cookies
we
already
have cookies.
Here.
The bribes have started coming in, yeah.
So the topic today, and first off, a big shout out to our friend Amy Schultz, who joined Melissa and I yesterday, Girl Scouts Northwestern Great Lakes, and told us a lot about Girl Scouts. And I think some things, at least what I heard from one of our listeners, that they did not know. They didn't know that the Girl Scouts donate quite a bit of their cookies as well to other services like our veterans and
homeless shelters and some of our organizations in the area that would benefit from having cookies.
Wow. Frontline workers, food banks, a lot of these things. The Girl Scouts of America donated over 24,000 packages last year to those causes.
Wow. Impressive.
Along with, feeding so many of us.
And that sounds like a really big number, but they have a million to sell. So,
yeah. Oh, wow.
You will get your cookies.
Yeah, don't worry.
Real quickly, one of the things that came up at the conversation was one of the interesting, I will never forget this now, the largest entrepreneurial program in the world.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Never thought of it like that, but it made perfect sense as soon as I heard it. I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Amazing.
Big shout out to Amy for joining us. Really do appreciate it, and definitely thank her for the cookies, of course. That was very sweet. And a happy 113th birthday to the Girl Scouts. Ooh. They were founded on March 12th in 1912 when the first Girl Scout cookie was sold 5 years later in 1917.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was fast. And I didn't realize that's been around that long. Holy cow.
Yeah. And of course, now the great debate begins. What's your favorite cookie? The site Taste of Home had a professional banker rank them. Baker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that makes more sense. That makes more sense.
Dyslexia is fun.
No, but Baker and Banker, they got one letter difference, James. You get a pass on that one.
In my personal life, this drives me insane, but I got to be honest, on the air, it's kind of funny. It's good content. I got to admit, it's good content. And this would be hilarious if they did just go to Banker.
Yeah, Banker. Yeah. No reason whatsoever. Why are you talking to me about cookies?
Okay. I mean, I do love cookies, but...
So, looking at this list, we, of course, want your list at home, 715-424-2600. Text us if you feel more comfortable through the Civic Media app. Do you guys have favorites you want to get to before we go to the list? Seth, do you have a favorite?
Thin Mints. They're the good standard go-by. But they're not my favorite. They're good. They're good. Probably the peanut butter ones. I can't remember what they're called. Tagalongs, I think. Those are probably my favorites. Those are really good.
Those are very good
tasty
ones.
Yeah.
Melissa. Do you have a... Yeah, it's a thinker.
Oh, she's got...
It's
no,
a thinker.
Seth, as usual, had to steal my thunder.
Oh, yeah.
I said it's not my favorite, though.
Oh, well,
but you still named it.
You did name it.
Named it. Stealer. Thin Mints.
They're great.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the those aren't the ones that I bought.
On
Friday.
Oh, okay.
I did buy the Caramel Delights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, those are pretty good.
My dad loves those.
But I have a reason. Okay, you talked about bribery earlier.
Right.
I know somebody that if I need a favor and I have a package of Caramel Delights in my freezer, I can call on them anytime, day or night.
Wow.
That's all I need.
That's a good... Smart.
This is I'm investing in my future and theirs.
Yes. It's such
the
a
Girl
good
Scouts,
idea.
That is.
Yeah,
I'm stealing that idea. I am buying an extra box of Thin Mints because I will mess up and I am going to need them with my mother. So I am definitely doing at least a sleeve. At least
I was going to pull a sleeve out.
But they're all going to be all over this weekend with sales and I have some cash so I can go and buy them in person and I will be getting a box of Thin Mints because I have to have them. I have to.
You have to.
They're really good.
Too. I will keep them also in the freezer so I don't eat the whole package all at once.
They're so good frozen.
Oh, they are good frozen. But the great thing about you don't have to have cash. I mean, it's great to be able to talk to these girls in person and have that interaction with them because that's part of what they're learning through this entrepreneurial program is how to interact with customers and people and to make those connections. But you can also go to, Girl Scout Cookie Finder?
Yep.
And enter your zip code. And they will deliver them to you. You can have them mailed to you, or a troop will bring them to your door, which is so fantastic. Well, I don't know if it's the whole troop.
That would be great.
Troop members.
This crowd of girls coming up here. Here you go.
Show up at your door. But yes, you can buy them that way. If you don't have ready cash, you can buy them online and have them shipped or delivered to you, which is just fantastic.
That's cool.
I thought about this last night, and Thin Mints are amazing. I love Thin Mints. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite cookies, certainly. I think my favorite are those Toastiers, the French Toastiers? Toast ones. Yeah, and they're getting rid of them.
This is the last year. Yes, the last year. They're not getting rid of them. They're being retired.
They're retired.
You got to bulk up, man. You got to get a whole bunch of them. Get ready. Storage.
I'm going to have to. And I was thinking about this, and I came across an article, thanks to the one I have right here for us, about the cookies that have been replaced. Or been taken off the market.
Retired.
Yes. So we'll get into that a little bit later. But
cool.
The Taste of Home had this list. We want your list from home. And of course, number one was Thin Lints. It's still their best selling cookie.
Yeah.
Thin Mints.
Yes.
Thin Lints would be something you find in your dryer.
Not as good.
Not as good.
Nope, but just a great fire starter.
Just trust me on this one. They're not as good. Samoas, Caramel Delights in some areas.
There you go, yeah.
Wait, now, are Samoas and Caramel Delights the same thing?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, they must add it or change the name at some point.
It's possible.
Yeah, because maybe people just didn't know what Samoas were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that could be.
Tagalongs come in third. Okay. The peanut butter patties.
Yep.
Seth's there. Mm-hmm.
Number four, Toastiers.
Toastiers.
They debuted in 2021. They're being discontinued, as Melissa was saying there.
They've only been around since 2021?
Yeah. And them discontinuing them when they're so popular, I find that a little surprising.
And then they'll bring them back in a couple of years.
Right?
Yes. Well, and look, that is marketing 101.
It's like the McRib,
just like
right?
Every touring band.
Yeah, right. When we were kids, yes. And really, I think the big one that really set the stage for this was the Disney Vault. When Disney first started.
That's true, yeah.
Hey, we haven't...
Limited time.
You haven't been able to buy the VHS of Sword in the Stone since 20 years.
Such a good movie.
I had to reference that one. Yeah. Lemonades came in at number 5.
I don't think I've ever had those.
I think I have. They're not bad.
Are they like a lemon shortbread cookie?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Those would be good.
Yeah.
Although Diane makes the best lemon cookies.
Yeah, she does. She really does. I usually don't like lemon cookies. I love those.
I don't know why, but I like them.
Sorry, Girl Scouts, you're up against a tough one, I would
try them side by side.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you forced me to test cookies, I would do it.
I love the idea of that. We haven't done a taste test in a while. We haven't done one of those. Science. S'mores came in at number 6. They're also discontinued after this year.
Well, they're also, I think, newer, aren't they?
Another newer one, too.
I feel like they are.
Yeah, they're more recent for sure.
Do-si-dos, the funnest one to say. Peanut butter sandwiches.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Like your
Nutter Butter. And they're chocolate. Are they peanut butter sandwiches or are they chocolate covered?
No, they're just sandwiches.
Okay.
Peanut butter sandwiches. Nutter butter
is a good reference.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, something like that.
Toffee-tastics. Those are good.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Those aren't bad. Those
guys,
aren't bad.
You're challenging my Thin Mints.
Yes, like, yes. Here's the thing is, you're probably only going to realistically buy so many boxes, so you want to get the ones you like. And when they have these other ones, you're kind of like, oh, I want to try them, but they only come around once a year. And, you know, you're getting this great
thing. Right. I only have so much freezer space.
Yeah.
Right.
Trifoils?
Trefoils.
Trefoils.
I think that's how you say it. Trefoils, I believe.
And the reason I know that...
Big brain.
Because my mother, it's her favorite. Trefoils are... She loves shortbread cookies. So,
I'll let you have that pass then, since it's your mom.
I am a sucker for shortbread cookies. Mm. Those are really good.
They are delicious.
Mm-hmm. At number 10, Adventurefuls.
Which ones are those? Is that with the brownie?
I think
the brownie one,
maybe,
which are a little newer.
Boy, I don't remember.
Adventurefuls is a great name.
By it is, yeah,
it's a great name. I didn't think about that.
Especially for a Girl Scout cookie, it's obviously fitting.
Indulgent brownie inspired cookies topped with caramel flavored cream with a hint of sea salt.
Yeah,
those are quite tasty. Yes,
those are quite good. Those are pretty darn good.
I mean, they're all good,
right? You can't have a bad Girl Scout cookie.
Not really.
At number 11, caramel chocolate chip.
Okay.
There's also one called Lemon Ups, but Taste of Home didn't include that in the rankings. I'm not sure why.
Personal vendetta against them.
Oh, they did have the lemonade ones.
Yeah, so maybe they do that. Yeah. Anyway.
Either way, you can get yours and find your favorite one at just type into your search bar Girl Scout Cookie Finder, and you will be able to find this list. And of course, wherever you're bopping around town, there's probably going to be some Girl Scouts out there.
Pick and Save, Walmart, Ace Hardware, I think she said. And anywhere.
Something similar that we do with our veterans and other things in society, I cannot encourage people enough. We understand that not everybody might be able to afford a box of cookies or multiple boxes, but everybody can smile.
Yep.
Everybody can make eye contact.
Or have a quick conversation.
Just a quick conversation. Yeah. You're helping
these
kids.
Find out what they're doing, what they're up to, yeah.
You're helping these kids fine-tune those people skills, learn entrepreneurial skills, as well as what it's like to be a real adult.
Yep.
Those are sponges that they got in between their ears right now, and they're sucking all this in. And when they see how adults treat kids, that's how they tend to treat kids when they become adults.
Mm-hmm. Respect.
It goes a long way. We'll be back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on The Morning Show. I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to It's time, everybody, to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Great bumper music, Seth. Nicely done.
We needed a refresh on that. Needed something new.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you keeping our birthday and anniversary list fresh. You guys get us new birthdays and anniversaries all the time. We appreciate you. And we're able to do all of this. I mean, basically the only live birthday and anniversary club there is Wisconsin, maybe.
Like possibly the States? Yeah.
We're so proud of being able to still do this with our audience. And we're able to thanks to our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're wishing everybody a happy hump day. Got some great specials lined up for you.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Always good stuff.
Excellent.
And reminding us that they are halfway through the week. And, Seth, that they have homemade pies.
They do. They have pies. Lots of
pies.
Did
you know that, Seth?
I did know that, actually.
Rhubarb, berry, cran, strawberry, lemon, banana cream, cherry cheesecake, Neapolitan chocolate silk. But two of these, white chocolate Oreo.
Whoa. Now,
I'm not usually into white chocolate, but that sounds pretty good.
I think your dad needs to go,
yes,
though.
Yes, absolutely. And while he's having that, I'm finally going to have my death by chocolate. Dying to have that.
He's dying to have death by chocolate.
I've been doing this joke for weeks, and nobody's gotten it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Just on another plane, dude. Another plane.
Seriously, I'm relieved.
He's been trying really hard, too. You can tell.
Oh, my God. I've been trying so hard. I'm not that funny. I need you guys to laugh.
I just thought you liked chocolate, James. I mean, come on.
We appreciate you guys getting over to El Cafe. Wish them a good morning from all of us, everybody.
I want the blueberry crumb.
That does sound really good.
That sounds good, too. Yes. Yeah. Anything with rhubarb, I'll eat it.
Yeah, basically. And anything with blueberry, I'll eat it.
Mm. Anything with crumb.
Crumbs.
Yeah, I love that stuff.
And cookies.
We love your birthdays and anniversaries. Give them to us, everybody. You can, of course, email us, info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up
715-424-2600.
Either of those numbers will get you to us.
2600 to call us right now to get us that.
But it's easy.
Later in the day, 1300. You can call Pam.
You can talk to Pam and get on the list.
She'll write it down.
You can also just easily, you don't have to remember a number, just touch one button on the Civic Media app, and that will put you right through to our show live and direct.
We love talking with you. We love live birthdays and anniversaries. Hit us up, everybody. I need a one or a two. Melissa.
I've been put on the spot. One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We get right into it. And first up, want to wish a happy birthday to somebody who can't win because she lives in Chicago. But we want to wish a happy birthday to Jessica Lange Giles.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Happy birthday.
She's a wonderful actor, wonderful mom, and a wife and everything. She is her husband, Vince, is one of my best friends in the world. And Jess and Vince are one of those just great couples. You meet them, and you guys would just love hanging out with them. They're theater people. They're just good people. Wishing you a good one, Jess. Enjoy your day. And we wish a happy birthday to Zoe Walsh.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
I love that name.
I've always loved that name, and I feel like it's something about 90s kids. I can't even put my finger on it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But I talk to plenty of people that are outside of our generation, and are like, it's okay. You know, they'll mention 18 other names, but I don't know, for our generation, Zoe or something.
Very 90s, yeah.
Something about it. Enjoy your day, Zoe. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Ann Culbert.
Happy birthday, Anne.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you the best of days, Anne. Encourage you to brag to all your friends, family, animals, everybody, that you are our qualifier today.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Aaron Eckhart is 57. Probably one of his more famous roles, Harvey Dent in The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
Great actor. Yes. Great actor. Probably, I guess you can consider him a character actor in some ways at this point in his career. But I think, whatever you want to call him, a good actor.
Yes. Yes. Been some interesting projects.
Yeah.
Oh, and a handsome man.
Yes. 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 Daryl Strawberry is 63.
All right. The Straw.
Oh, he was in Aaron Brockovich. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. He was in that. Yes. Yeah. I was trying to think of another movie he was in that
now,
would be
who are you talking about?
Daryl Strawberry, one of the... as far as in our youth...
The Amazing Mets of the 80s, yeah. Yeah,
he was, I actually know that name, guys.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, Daryl Strawberry, as great as he was, a big part of his legacy, too, is what not to do as a star. And especially a star in New York.
Yeah.
You know, but still a great legacy.
One of the quickest bats around.
Oh, man, my gosh, man. Watching him and Dwight Gooden, when Gooden would be pitching and Strawberry was playing, man, that was fun.
And what if, I mean, last name of Strawberry?
Yeah, that was his last name.
Where else have you heard that?
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever heard that before. You're right. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that before. I didn't even know that was something that I think.
It's great, though. I love it.
Courtney B. Vance is 65. Recently, Johnny Cochran in The People vs. O.J. Simpson, Angela Bassett's husband in real life, graduated from Harvard and Yale. One of those strong, solid actors that you see him, and you're like, okay, even if you don't know his name, you know he's going to give you a good performance.
Now I understand. The glasses and the mustache.
I understand now why he is such. He usually plays like smart roles, like lawyers and stuff like that. Obviously, he's well educated. Yeah,
I can't remember what the role was. He had a small part. I think it was on a TV show or something like that. But he was a smart character, but his character went dumb for a scene or something happened to him, and it was so great. He was so good at it. It was fun to watch.
Nice.
James Taylor is 77. By many a genius singer, songwriter, Fire and Rain, You Got a Friend, How Sweet It Is. But in my house, it is Carole King and James Taylor.
Yeah.
James Taylor is kind of secondary at everything with how big Carole King is in my house.
They sing each other's songs, and they were very good friends.
Fire and Rain.
I understand. I think that it's understandable how any musician can make it if you just take into some consideration or anything like that. But I don't think that on paper it works to be like, you know what, I'm going to be a folk star. I'm going to be a folk rock star. Or something like that. I don't know even how you really necessarily go about doing that. What James Taylor did with his career, being a crossover star and all those, I'm not a James Taylor guy, I'll be honest with everybody, but I got a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, well, he's a very good songwriter.
And he had a story to tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he served in Vietnam. He lived an incredible life. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm guessing. I don't actually know, but
he really did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's where true folk, you know, greats come from, because they have experience. A story to tell.
Absolutely. Well said. Because that's my favorite thing about folk music.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sucker for string instruments, but it's the storytelling that I really enjoy. And I would be clear, I'm just not a big fan of his music. Him as a person, he seems like a good guy. I just don't get into a lot of his music.
Mm-hmm.
Mitt Romney is 78, former Republican senator from Utah. Liza Minnelli is 79.
Oh. Wow. Liza.
They're one of the bigger stars of her era. And you talk about back in the... Liza was one of the last of this. I've studied this with acting, and you see this kind of happen in the late 70s, early 80s. Up until the mid-70s, you still had this vaudevillian kind of thing of, well, you can act, but can you do drama? Oh, you can do drama, but can you sing? Oh, you can sing, but can you dance? You really had to be able to be a Swiss Army knife of talent and be able to do multiple things. Liza comes from that world.
She did.
And it shows. Shows.
Well, because her mother was Judy Garland.
Right.
So Liza Minnelli, late in her career, does this role, Lucille II, in Arrested Development. And it's a small role, and it's just kind of for fun and everything, and it's very slapstick. But I'm watching because, I'm excited. Lucille Ball is on one of my favorite TV shows of all time, and Liza Minnelli is, and I'm so excited. I bring up Lucille Ball in part because I had never thought of this before, but her comedy is so good. I think of her, and I think of, Cabaret. I think of so many big performances, but I forget about Arthur. I forget about how funny she was in Arthur and how Dudley Moore stole a lot of scenes because of how darn funny he was. But she's just as funny in it. And seeing her in Arrested Development, she's falling a lot. She has a problem with her equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So she's like leaning on walls and stuff like that a lot. And I forget how good she is at slapstick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's very good physically, yes.
Because she can do it all. Yep. Just yep. an incredible, one of the, I would say, not last, because we'll have others, but one of her era, one of the last great, like, all-around
talents. Yeah.
There's literally nothing that woman couldn't do at a 10. Nothing.
So excited you had to almost take out your microphone.
Big fan.
I mean, she was an EGOT winner as well.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Is.
Incredible performer. And a happy 79th to Liza Minnelli. Hmm. And a happy 79th to Frank Welker, Fred Jones in the Scooby-Doo cartoons.
Oh, my gosh. The great, right now, the great voice actor. Hmm. There's always one.
Yeah.
There's always one that is the go-to guy. Frank Welker, if you have heard an animal, in not only in a cartoon, but in other shows, movies, it's probably him.
Yeah.
He has done it. He's done the thing. Apparently, now I've heard from people, and I think I've told this before, but Frank Welker, he hasn't done it on air, but he does this cat fighting a dog in a trash can. By himself, that's amazing.
It's all by himself.
All by himself. Wow. But he only does it for like people he's working with. He hasn't recorded
that's
it. Cool.
There's a version online of it.
Oh, is there?
And apparently it was just one take. And it's amazing to think of because you're watching it and you're like, wait, this is just him riffing it.
He's an amazing guy. Yeah, his regular speaking voice is close to Fred Jones from Scooby-Doo.
For people out there that like Rick and Morty or anything, Justin Roiland was very influenced by him, and both Rick and Morty he does the voices of, but he does them in real time. Like, he doesn't record one and then go back.
Oh, he just goes back and forth.
He goes back and forth.
Wow.
Very similar to what Frank Welker would do oftentimes.
Yes, he would.
So a pretty big,
especially when he's doing Fred and Scooby, because he did both for a while.
Guys, I did so many things that he's in that I just love. Dexter's Laboratory, Pinky and the Brain, the Animaniacs, Inspector Gadget, The Rescuers Down Under, The Land Before Time, like all of the Aladdin movies.
If it's a cartoon, Frank has probably been in it.
He was Ray in the Ghostbusters cartoon. He played Ray.
That's right. The real Ghostbusters.
One of the greats. Mm-hmm. One of the greats. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get a quick time out in here. We'll be back with our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We encourage you to head on over to El Cafe. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Happy hump day, everybody. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any minute now. Looking forward to getting you your Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Quick story real fast. I really didn't need to do that.
He's going
to whip this one out.
A dedicated gamer broke a Guinness World Record by beating 1985's classic Super Mario Brothers with a time of 4 minutes and 54 seconds.
What? How?
Wow.
No way.
That is a speed run. Woo.
Nowitzki, a American gamer with multiple speed running records to his name, said achieving the record-breaking time was a result of years of playing the Nintendo Entertainment System game and hours of refining his technique to include every possible trick to shave off costly milliseconds.
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's dedication.
Original
right there.
Controller?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Very good question.
It is, because those original controllers were not ergonomically designed.
They were very clunky, yes.
They were, and they hurt your thumbs.
Yep.
All of us 80s and 90s kids know that.
Yes. I don't think I've ever, I'm sure that in the millions of, breaking record stories we've done, this has happened maybe once, but I don't think it has. Shame on this man. That's not what video games are about.
No.
That's not what this is about.
But James, not
be rushing this. You should be having fun. You should be taking time. You need to take a pause. I mean, at a certain... We're young. We're old enough, I should say, to know what it was like when there was no pause button.
Mm.
And when they invented the pause button, and what a game changer that was.
Literally.
It's amazing. It was a
huge
one.
The game.
Right.
So,
on the arcade, there wasn't a pause button.
No.
You were done if you had to leave. You had to go to the bathroom.
No kidding.
All those programmers working so hard to invent the pause button, and he's not even using it. He's not even using it.
How dare you?
And I don't know how you could really enjoy the game. No, I don't even know how you have the time to do this, to be honest. Like, that part is a little staggering to me, too. But
well, it's all
too.
About dedication. It is.
Good
for
on
sure.
Him. Good on him.
Good on him. I prefer using cheats and going through the levels invincible.
It's
each their own.
With the raccoon tail.
It is one of the bigger, like,
Mario 3.
Weirder cruxes I have in my brain. When it comes to life, and especially in sports, but just life in general, whether we're talking like tests in school or any of these things, I can genuinely say I have never cheated. I just haven't done that. Growing up, it was a big deal in my family.
Oh, yeah.
Not cheating in sports and these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Video games? Hell, oh, yeah.
Totally different. Yeah. That does not count.
Konami code,
up,
yeah.
Down, left, right. Yeah, I mean,
no.
God mode. Like, yes, everything. I want all the cheats. I want all the codes.
I mean, maybe that isn't the right word for it either. You know?
Yeah.
I think we need a different word for it. Because yeah, it is not the same thing. See, Seth, the desk needs coffee.
It does. Wow.
The desk needs cup holders. The desk needs.
He's just so excited about the cheats.
Yeah. That could be it. We're talking video games. And
right.
Poor guy doesn't get to play video games probably at all. So. And another quick story here for you. Sheriff's deputies in Georgia rushed into action when a jail break-in was perpetuated by a white female suspect, a duck. Polk County Sheriff's Office said on social media that a, quote, white female was discovered inside the perimeter fence at a Polk County jail about 7:43 a.m. on Wednesday. The suspect, a duck, attempted to go over the permanent fence in an attempt to escape capture. Ooh. Deputies cornered the duck to keep her from being injured by razor wire at the perimeter fence.
No. For her protection.
So they did save her.
Wow.
Quote, she could not tell us where she came from or how she got there, but we did notice she had an injured foot, the post said. We were able to call for backup, and after a lengthy standoff involving two agencies, we were able to take her into custody.
Oh, the poor duck.
Polk County Animal Control assisted with the capture.
Wow. Oh,
the duck is in rehab. It's doing much, much better.
Fantastic.
It was transported to Derek Tilley's farm where he's doing.
I wish we could know this duck story.
The duck's name was dubbed Bernice. And I don't know why, but I love that even more. I like that even
Bernice
more.
The duck. I like that. Yeah,
I have a Bernice the monkey at my house.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool.
You have a live monkey at your house?
No. Monkey smell.
It would not surprise me. We will
sock monkey.
I don't know. We'll get right to our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, because we are joined every Wednesday by our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, hopefully the duck's not being treated by a quack.
I knew he had something.
Oh, Phil.
Phil, I was trying to tee you up, and you did not disappoint.
Nicely done.
How are things going over at the shop, Phil?
Good. I'm sorry I'm a little late. We have some customers.
Hey.
That's good.
Hey. Day job comes first.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I did want to take a moment to see what kind of projects you guys are up to over there.
Oh, wow. Just, yeah, we're working on, things for UWSP, which we are glad to have a relationship with them. Ho-Chunk Gaming, even, today. And, working Wisconsin River Orthopedics, a great customer for us. And we do all their, like, forms and, you know, and they come see us again, forms and doctors, things that they have to write up forms. So, happy to do those. And we do a lot of carbonless forms still. I don't know if people think of that, but where it's multiple layers of pink and yellows, you know, for a lot of local contractors and service industry businesses, you know, heating and cooling and things like that, where they have to have things in triplicate. So we're busy doing some different orders for that. And we just got this order yesterday. It's a huge project, but it's Wood County Atlases, and they're great, big, thick books that the municipalities have to have. So, to diagram or show off, you know, if people are looking at our community or whatever, in the different areas of our community. So it's a huge project for us, and we're happy to be working with Wood County on that.
Very cool. And good on you guys. It's very cool. And of course, we talk about a lot of the work that you guys do with that and WAM Incorporated and putting back into the community and some of those creative fun ways that you guys are doing that over there. That's awesome, Phil. Before we get to our word of the week, I wanted to get to congratulate you on a great run with our Sick and Old Lace. I know you did a great job on the show. Heard good things about your performance, man.
Thanks. Occasion I can play a fool for a couple minutes, it's all good.
I loved your storytelling, Phil. It was so good.
Well, I had a couple, one of these backhanded compliments of people coming on and say, boy, you play a really good, confused person.
You watch out, Philly. Get typecast. Yeah, watch out. Yeah, dude.
I think that's a compliment, but I got to think on that one.
Phil, is our wicked, awesome word? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Fun play with some great people, including Seth, obviously, who I really enjoyed spending some time with. So, Seth, I'm having withdrawal symptoms if you want to come say hi.
You missed Jonathan?
So no, yeah, right. No, I'm good. I'm enjoying the time. I'm free time. Yeah.
Phil, what is our wicked, awesome word of Wednesday?
Well, it's a good fitting word, just talking about people getting together. The wicked awesome word of Wednesday is soiree.
Ooh, good word.
Yeah, it's a fun word.
Spelling is a challenge. Mm-hmm. So, anybody guess?
It's S-O-U-R-E-E.
I want to say there's a S-K-I.
I think there's a Y in there.
There's a ski.
Soiree ski.
It's S-O-I.
Oh, that's right.
R-E, with a little accent on top.
Yep. I missed the I.
R, E with a little accent, E.
Okay. It's yep, French. I would have failed that. It is French.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good word. That's a good word, Phil.
It is.
A party or a gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. We need to do that. We need to have one of those. We need to do that.
Well, I mean, we could have our parking lot soiree this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Well, I heard this word that stuck in my brain for several years now. Fleetwood Mac had a comeback concert. What was it called? The Dance, they called it, and they filmed it a few years ago. More than a few years ago now. And they sang their opening song, and then Stevie Nicks got on the mic and said, "Welcome to our soiree."
Oh gosh, that's awesome.
Nice.
I hadn't heard that word for many moons, or maybe ever, so it stuck with me ever since. That Stevie Nicks made it cool to me. That
she would.
Yeah. And that's an awesome concert, The Dance. That's really good. That is really good.
Got the marching band coming in. Yeah.
One CD I could put in, and in all honesty, and just let it play.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Pop, it would be that one. And just, they're so talented, each one of them.
Yeah.
One of those. When Buckingham is on the guitars, it's nuts. So.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Phil, we appreciate you joining us. We're looking forward to hanging out again next Wednesday. Say hi to the team over there. Have yourselves a great Wednesday, man.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the soiree.
We shall.
Every day is a soiree here. Yeah, that's what I say.
Have a good one, Phil. Thanks.
The morning soiree.
Yeah, there you go.
Get a new name.
I might have to change up the name a little bit here. Visit Phil and the gang at 3515 A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Their doors are open right now. You can give them a call, 715-423-7440. That's 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on social media. Their Facebook page is fantastic. Share their stuff on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise.
Mm-hmm. And look at their sign when you drive by, because there's always something fun to see.
Yeah. And be listening every Wednesday right in this time slot for another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Little Stevie Nicks to play us in.
Speaking of Stevie.
I can see you're thinking about the same thing. I see your expression when the phone rings.
One of the more recognizable voices, I would say. Mm-hmm. Just very recognizable.
Very distinctive.
We got to talk a little flying today at some point. We got a couple of flying topics for you, as a lot of people gearing up, getting ready for spring break and summer travel and some of that. But we got to rewind for a second, because we've been catching up on some things, just like a lot of us are catching up on sleep or getting used to the time change.
What is sleep?
We missed National Napping Day yesterday. It was Napping
Bummer.
Day. And one of the things that came of this was there are two ways to celebrate. For starters, you could take a nap, and experts recommend 20 to 30 minutes, depending on who you ask, as Terry and I have discovered. And a 60-minute nap will make you feel more rested, but you'll probably feel lethargic and groggy when you wake up.
Yep.
If you're out for longer than that, you'll enter REM sleep, which also means you're probably sleep deprived. If you are not a napper, you can celebrate by going to bed earlier tonight. You can jumpstart that by exercising a little this evening or by enjoying a hot bath or shower.
See, exercise before sleep does the opposite for me.
Oh, it gets you all giant.
I can't sleep then.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. It's like when I get done with a work or when I used to do shift work. I could not like calm down for the first hour afterwards.
Yeah, you need some time to just like
winding down,
unwind.
Yep. So even though with the time change and everything is just an hour, studies show that it can impact people for several days. As we talked about the other day, their experts will say everything from 2 to 3 weeks it could take your body to adjust.
Wow.
I hate those people.
Yeah. In a poll, 42% of people say that they've had their sleep affected in some way by daylight savings time, and women say they feel the effects more than men. Hmm. In another new poll, 60% of people would love it if they never had to change their clocks again.
Of course.
And 22% of people want to keep the time changes. And 18% of people said that they are not sure.
No.
I think that's a fair not sure.
This is one of the few times I'm very okay with that. Because I will do something that we need, I think, a little bit more of in media and in society. I don't know. I don't know what the best way to do that. I know what I want. Mm-hmm. I know what's convenient for me. Mm-hmm. I know what would work for me. I don't know necessarily because I haven't talked to a farmer in a couple days here. I haven't talked to somebody in this industry or this industry or some of these things. I would want more information before making a vote, before really deciding on this. To be honest with the audience, this topic has been a topic since we were little kids. We've heard our parents talking about this. And because of that, and again, being blunt, I've never thought anything's going to change with this.
Right.
And there's a lot to think about, a lot to digest, a lot to dissect and research in this world, especially the older we get and especially with the more information. So to be honest with you, this is one I put on the back burner. This is like, okay, I'll let you know, society figure this one out and I'll jump in here or there because in part because of the research that I've already done, it's so 50-50. And so much of it feels like when I ask people why they want to stick with just a set time, well, it's more convenient. Well, that's not a reason to do things. Like that's a great thing when we can have it.
Right.
And it's a huge resource for the business world and everything. Minute rice and you know all these things and microwavable meals. But it shouldn't be a thing when we're making decisions. Like a decision should be hard. Decision should take thought. It should take dissecting something and researching and all this. Not just I hate changing my microwave clock.
Yeah. No, it's the car clock.
Yeah, it's the car clock.
Because you always have to remember how to do it. You only do it twice a year.
Mine's back on time.
Or you just wait. Months. Yeah. That's the other thing.
I do think that the people that we should actually talk to and do the research with on this are people who live in places like Hawaii and most of Arizona, you know, that don't change their clocks.
They switch time zones, right?
And they've done that since 1968. Mm-hmm. So I think that they would really be a very good source of, well, you know, are you in any way affected or not affected by not changing your time?
Right.
It's an interesting topic.
It is.
Always love to hear from all you guys. 715-424-2600. I got a couple of flying topics we're going to get to throughout the next couple of weeks here. One of them is a flying hack. There's a new flying hack going viral called Check-In Chicken. It does not involve eating KFC while you're waiting in line.
This is a foul story.
Oh. Nicely done.
Boy.
Here's the second of the day.
Nicely. I disagree.
Instead of checking in for your flight right away, you hold off until the last minute. The thinking is that by waiting until the end, you could receive a premium seat, one with extra legroom or an aisle or a window seat or some of this stuff.
What?
Many airlines change more for specific seats, but those are also more likely to be available if the plane doesn't sell out. But if it does, that's a risk. If the flight is overbooked, as airlines tend to do, and if you are the last to check in, it's possible that you could be bumped to another flight.
You'll be sitting around.
See, that's the risk gain factor there, having more leg room or missing your flight. I don't think that's worth it.
Yeah, the math doesn't work for you.
No, if you need extra leg room, pay for it.
That's a gambit right there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I mean,
that's what they call it, chicken, I guess.
Yes, it is called chicken.
Yeah, it is called chicken.
And that's putting aside, obviously, what could be fixed in the airline industry.
Oh, my gosh.
Talk about that.
Everything? Okay, yes.
Right. Go on.
For what it's worth, someone who has tried this hack says you can't mitigate the risk of of keeping an eye on the seat map on the airline's app. The only way until there are they're only waiting until their premium seats left, and not trying to see if it's completely full. So
gotcha. Okay,
I guess there's a little bit there.
So that's not quite as risky.
Yeah. No, you've got something you can pay attention to. Yeah. It's not a complete Russian roulette.
Although it's interesting, the idea of doing that. I would never do that, though. I never know.
If you're flying, you're going somewhere that you want to get to, right?
Right. So, and a lot of airlines let you choose your seat.
Most of them do now.
And Southwest just bucked and announced they'll start charging for checked bags this spring. They were the last major U.S. airline that didn't charge, so it's official. Every airline is Spirit now. starting May 28th, you won't even get one bag on Southwest. They haven't said how much they're charging yet, but other airlines tack on around $35 for the first bag and more additional bags. Southwest's two bags fly free policy was a big selling point.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm raising my hand on that one.
Yep.
But their CEO said that they're ditching it, quote, returning to the levels of profitability that we and our shareholders expect.
Nothing to do with the people.
Nope. Yeah. Not the customers.
Don't care about you.
Me and our shareholders.
We need to make more money.
The dangers of monopolies.
Uh-huh.
Every time there is a monopoly or anything even close to a monopoly, what do you see? You see people losing.
Exploitation.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Whether on a local level or on a major level, it's something that we really need to be more and more aware of than we've ever been before, where there's people that are predicting in like 20 years, five companies are going to own everything.
But and that's the thing. Remember, this is something everyone needs to remember out there. Capitalists hate capitalism.
Yep.
Because they don't want competition.
Yeah. Nope.
They want to be able to set their own prices.
Tells you quite a bit right there.
Yeah.
Tells you a lot. And here's something that I take a little bit from my father. My dad was the fastest guy I ever saw on skates. And I remember them bringing in this young guy from Canada, and he was faster than him. And my dad loved it. My dad loved this. It made him, he felt he was faster than he'd ever been because of this competition.
Right.
Competition is good.
Because he had to try harder.
Competition is good.
And I know how much my dad loved being on the ice. He was a first liner and everything. He got bumped to the second line because of this guy and couldn't have been more happy. Couldn't have been more excited about it and everything. Competition brings out the best in us. And the only people who don't want competition are people who already have their money.
Right.
Are people who already have their stuff.
And I just want to say, remember, when it comes to shareholders and the rest of us, there are more of us than there are of them.
That is right.
We're going to come back and we'll talk a little entertainment with you. We got some local entertainment as well to talk about. And in the 9 o'clock hour, probably after our news break, we're going to get into one of the heavier, deeper discussions we have ever done. The best cartoon characters of all time.
Oh, it's on.
It's on, everybody. Coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.